Ebony Tay, I played some of her music at the very beginning, but I wanted to ask, I watched this movie, and I thought, whoa, girl, how come you wanted to do, why did you feel the need to not only write the music, but to jump in as the co-producer? Why was this story to you so important?
Well, I'm going to correct
in
you.
In a sense.
It's producer.
Producer. producer. No co. No. Forget
yeah,
the co. That
graduated.
Means you did it all. Well, you had a team, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, absolutely. I did it out of love. Period, the end.
I love that. So you hear that. Mm-hmm. It's about love. The film is called Hate Crime. Ebony Tay says it's about love, her involvement in this. It was love that made you get behind this project. This is a really intense story. And, I mean, we're in AIDS HIV week. It's an international conference. Delegates from all over the world. And so at first glance, me having slotting all this together might not make sense. But to me, and I can see looking at you, to me, AIDS is a hate crime.
Well,
not
I
the same way your movie has depicted it.
I think AIDS is not only just, well, I think not people not accepting
exactly
what causes a hate crime, but I also believe from personal experience that it is a gift.
Nice.
You
How
know?
So?
Because it's opening up people's minds in terms of, well, there was a whole, you know, marking of blacks with sickle cell, and there
mm-hmm.
was you know, even with some forms of cancer right now, with all this new age philosophy of, you know, you must have gone through child abuse or
right.
by your husband, that's why you have cervical cancer. I've heard so many California arguments on
just
on
before
that
it falls
times.
Into the
right.
ocean.
So yeah, thank you. Hey, I live there, you know, and I love Canada. So what can I say? But I think, you know, and right now, this week, you know, we're seeing, you know, an exhibit going on about, you know, showing people a part of life of the third world village. It's opening people up because we're sitting in our own little microcosm and we don't get to reach out, you know, and see what other people are doing in other parts of the world with this disease.
But people like yourself, artists as gifted as you, are our vehicles. You are the vehicle of change and to affect change, because people can sit all over the world and listen
mm-hmm.
to a musical expression and feel connected.
I feel artists are vessels.
Absolutely.
I don't feel gift. I feel blessed. Especially
mm-hmm,
with my
mm-hmm.
life. I just think there's a Bono in all of us.
Absolutely,
girl. Cues upon out there, but.
But it's true, you know, because we want to affect change the best way we can, in whatever way we can.
Absolutely. Well, our movie, the first screening of this movie is August 16th, and we're doing it where I went to high school and went to university in London, Ontario at the Galleria.
I was from St. Thomas.
Oh, God, we love St. Thomas and all the cows.
Exactly.
Don't eat the cows.
Don't eat the cows.
Right. Unless you need to.
Right. Or need a coat or something.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
Yeah.
You know, it was my thing because I named the opening sequence after Springbank Park. Ironically, when I first spotted the picture to score it, I went, oh, my God, that's like back home.
Wow.
You know, I see Seth Peterson running through the park,
mm-hmm.
and I went, and then he takes up a little trip through Lawson Road Lane, and I went, oh, my God, I have to do this movie.
Memory Lane.
Yeah, and I turned down a big blockbuster to do this picture.
Well, I think that this will be blockbuster to me. That's the money, ka-ching, ka-ching, hopefully, bling, bling. It doesn't always necessarily mean a message getting out.
No, it's...
And this is a definite message getting out. This is a film about a different kind of empowerment.
It
in
is.
In a weird way. You know what I mean?
I had no idea, just for people out there, I started this because my brother-in-law passed away from his sexual preference. And I basically vowed, you know, looking into some of the members of my family, how that... passing affected them,
mm-hmm.
and very similar to
good,
you know,
bad, and indifferent. Right? It's like an awareness.
No,
that
it's
happens.
Very similar. Also to
oh,
a mother losing a child, and
mm-hmm.
I've had someone in my family having that, and I saw that look, and I don't discuss it a lot, but I vowed to do something that was going to maybe, you know, bring somebody's memory alive, and then from that, my own selfishness with my family,
I went on and said, oh my God, we started the picture and it started to, you know, we brought it in different festivals. It won different festivals from around the country.
It creeps up on you. I have to tell you, this movie, ladies and gentlemen, is called Hate Crime. Mm-hmm. The music is by Ebony Tay. She's also the producer. It opens, as she said, on the 16th in London, coming soon to a theater near you. And it is a movie that you sit and it sucks you in. It just sucks you in.
Well, we did several cities throughout the states, and we benefited anti-violence chapters for hate crimes, and some were gay and some were straight.
Absolutely, because it's that
violence
kind of a
violence.
Story.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then we had a wonderful review by Roger Ebert in Chicago,
wow.
and who responded back to several of the ticket goers, and the film just broke loose, and it's ready to open nationally in Canada here in August 18th, and we're doing it in honor of Mr. Aaron Webster. We've recited his name in every city that we've opened.
Why?
Well, before, you know, on the 18th, if anybody can, 17th is our red carpet premiere,
mm-hmm.
And we're giving away tickets through now.
Great.
And that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is something very special we've done in every city. Someone speaks on behalf of hate crimes, Howard Schulman from 519 Church.
Mm-hmm.
And we read victims' names who've passed away from hate crimes or AIDS.
Right.
And it's very, and it's not just gay hate crimes.
Exactly.
It's transgender.
Hate is hate.
It's color based on ethnicity, race. And basically, when I got involved with the movie, I looked at it as civil rights.
Right.
You know, civil rights. I don't look at gay rights. I don't look at anything.
Because then it just becomes too diffused, and like it just gets lost in the shuffle if you isolate.
I see no color, and I see no gender. I just see hate.
Hate.
But then I saw all these amazing people come on board from my entire cast. Bruce Davison from the X-Men.
Yeah.
Wonderful Academy Award nominee from Longtime Companion. Seth Peterson from the hit NBC show Providence,
mm-hmm.
Susan Blakely from Rich Man Poor Man,
yep.
and Lynn Shay. Oh my God, Snakes on a Plane is coming out. Everybody knows it, and she's on that.
Right,
yeah,
girl.
She's gonna rock and roll with Sam the Man.
Yep.
And she's also opening in Hate Crime. And we have an amazing—I cannot tell the people of Toronto—of Chad Donella.
She is pretty special.
Yeah, very special. Wow. Let me tell you, girlfriend.
But that's another show.
That's another talk radio show. you know. So we have Chad, who's won Best Supporting Indie Actor Awards for his performance. He's from Toronto here. And we have the wonderful Cindy Pickett from the Mum from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Brilliant.
And Giancarlo Esposito from the Spike Lee movie.
The cast was just...
It's unbelievable.
I tell you, you just got sucked in.
They got sucked into the project.
Did they too? Because as an audience, I just was sucked in.
Well, they did it because this wonderful director, who is the sweet Texan you could ever meet, I call him the chief, and his name's Tommy Stovall. He's a wonderful director. He's been winning all kinds of audience awards, and the interesting thing about this movie is this. The movie actually has been hate-crimed itself.
No way.
Because you
pull no punches.
Well, initially it got trashed by several critics, and then all the audience started to love it. I've never seen a picture, and I'm on my Canadian honor.
It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. So I can see how initially critics might just, okay, let me distance myself from this until I see what happens.
Mm-hmm. And it's a thriller. And it's a thriller.
Is.
And we've had.
And it's shot beautifully.
It's shot very well. The mm-hmm. performances are very well. It has, the background music and one of the cues, I couldn't get a Christian choir to sing because of the
subject matter?
Yes.
Wow.
So.
I'm sorry, that just speaks like, even go there. Okay, we'll just and move on. Yeah.
So what I did was I went to the synagogue.
There we go.
And
another persecuted people. They understand.
They got it. They got it. And they saw it. And the wonderful, Children of the World Choir of Los Angeles with Jewish parents and Jewish children have been singing the hallelujahs in the background. And it was not a dry eye in that room.
And girl,
I
got to tell you that the scoring is so sensitive. It's not smacking you on the head. It's that. It adds to that suck you right in mode. It's totally brilliant.
Oh, thank you so much. I have got very blessed because Tommy My director, my executive producer, Mark Sterling, initially they were trying to track down Tracy Chapman. And I just got out of a deal from being signed by the same guy who signed Tracy Chapman.
Well, so, so hello.
So Chad walked me in and said, no, this is the girl to do it. So it went from...
Because you're very different. Very different from each other.
I never went to school for music. I've been an Ontario track and field champion. I was a runner most of my whole
time. What event did you do?
I ran the 800 and the 1500 meters.
Oh, you were just, I was a sprinter.
You were?
And I was anchor on the Toronto Striders for the baton. See, my brain is
for the relay team.
Relay, thank you.
There you
Dwayne.
Go.
My brain is like, you know, and so
I got you. Pass me the baton.
Okay, now listen, don't go away, everyone, because Ebony Tay is gonna be, you're gonna hear her live her guitar sitting over there, and she just, you have to hear this. You will be transformed. I'm Tabby Johnson, and you are listening to News Talk 1010 CFRB. And let's find out what's happening on the roads and in the world. And so don't go away. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. The fact that people seem to be surprised that Harper wasn't attending the AIDS conference didn't really surprise me all that much. We all know, you know, I'm sorry, sir, but you did get in by default. That's all I'm going to say about that. So, but I think that it just speaks to the cause that this plague would rather be swept under the carpet by lots of people, because there are people out there who still feel it doesn't affect them, that this plague has nothing to do with them. And I think that the ramifications of this plague result in situations that your movie comes from. That fear factor, people afraid of what they don't know, afraid of what may linger or dwell within themselves. How can they turn this around and absolve themselves of their own personal commitment through hate? Mm-hmm. And I think that this movie, Hate Crimes, which is opening in London August 16th, and do, ladies and gentlemen out there, do make sure that you get to see this, because it is, it's riveting.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And it opens nationally in Canada August 18th for everybody.
For everybody.
Everybody.
So,
and
but if you're in London, you get a sneak preview.
You get
sneak
a special
preview.
Springbank Park sneak preview, and all the profits that night go towards AIDS London. And then we're also going to have a special donation center for 519 for our August 17th, August red carpet premiere with all our Hollywood actors coming in.
Ooh.
And that's going to be a lot of fun.
What are you going to wear?
Oh, I have this wonderful man who used to dress Liza Minnelli, who gave me a 1970s.
Oh, girl.
You know,
Not Jules, eh? Is it
no,
Jules,
no,
not
I'm
Jules?
Not like that kind
no.
of a.
No, this guy. But, yeah.
Just a flared kind of like haltered.
Cut one fabulously piece well, though, right?
It's Liza rock and roll with Mike, and I love it. So that's cool.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm drawn to everything way back then when I think part of my whole energy comes from, you know, being raised and being adopted into a white family and having, you know, Caucasian family, and basically having that ideology of like don't seeing things beyond color.
Right.
And it's the same thing with me with sexual preference or gender, is that, you know, you're looking at people who are equal, and for people of same sex who do want to marry, they are entitled to that right.
Right.
Even though I don't know why anybody would want to get married
anyway.
I
want to introduce something, though, called the spinster bash.
Oh.
Put the spin back in spinster. For those of us who really don't want to get married, because, you know.
I like my George Clooney-esque lifestyle.
I like a spinster bash, you know, where we can just all whirl and dance and celebrate the fact that we are alive and on this planet and get matching dishware, you know.
Oh, my God.
I can hardly wait to hang out with Ebony.
Oh my God. I have a very good friend in London who will sell you all kinds of Tupperware.
Listen, I did Avon for a minute. And
Julia Roberts is ready to do Avon. Hey, right on, Julia.
Hey. Exactly.
Actually, that was one of the very first people, besides Florence Gifford Joyner, who encouraged me to do music. as I was in the L.A. waiting tables, and see, serving
and
coffee.
And then there's the Shania Twain connection. You're going to have to, ladies and gentlemen out there, go on the website so you can find out all about Ebony Tay. Do watch out for the movie, though, Hate Crimes. Can you pick up your guitar and just play us a little bit out here, my dear?
I hope I'm in tune.
416-872-1010 or StarTalk on your cellular phone, 1-800-561-CFRB. Ebony from Northern Timmins.
South Porcupine,
then to Northern London. Ontario, yeah. Then to London, feet from the shield.
Trapped behind my steering wheel, forced to make a deal. Look in the mirror and I say, God, don't let me die this way. So I turn the radio on, yeah. And I keep on listening to that same old song when my boss starts to say, come on, get with it if you want to get paid. But maybe I can get out, maybe I can't escape. Keep on driving, but there's another paycheck to make. These are hard times getting by each day. Working 6 days a week in this cafe. If I could only feel pretty in this town. If I could only feel pretty with their space.
Haven't you felt like that, ladies and gentlemen?
If I could
only feel pretty.
Feel alive again, alive again. Alive again, yeah, alive again. Alive again, yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
Ebony Tay, what a beautiful song.
Thank you.
What a beautiful cafe song.
It's about girls like us. It's actually, I wrote it after my record label went bankrupt after 9/11.
Oy.
And hence this falls into hate crime,
mm-hmm.
because we put it in one of the scenes where Robbie, played by Seth Peterson, is contemplating, you know, am I good enough for this town, and just feeling beat down, so to speak.
Right, absolutely.
And after this one deal, you know, so I won't say what producer it was,
right.
who just said, you know, I don't think you're going to go anywhere. You're now in your 30s.
Exactly. It's
you're
over
done.
For you.
It's done for me. And, you know, and then I bumped into several mentors, i.e. Bonnie Raitt, who basically just said,
go, girl.
Tell that fool, forget it.
You know. Did some finger acting there.
Finger acting there. And then the wonderful, then I got asked to, you know, score, you know, a wonderful blockbuster. But I had spoken to many other composers who told me, you know, don't do a comedy that way, no matter how much money. Take something that you love. And I had worked on a project. I did some music for Clint Eastwood for the premiere of Absolute Power.
She's Canadian.
Yeah, I'm Canadian. I'm proudly so, never giving it up. You know what I mean?
No matter what,
God bless Stephen Harper. And I think he's kind of cute a little.
He is. In a weird, demented kind of way, he is. I know.
He should have his cute face at the International AIDS Conference of
Ebony
Toronto.
Ebony said so, Steve.
Okay, Steve.
Stevie.
So, and one day I'm going to play for Mr. Steve, and I'm going to tell him how disappointed that I wish he was here.
And he should be here.
Yeah.
And
because any world leader I know from living in the States would be very proud of that, to attend this.
I think so, too. And I'm very proud to have had you here. You are a talent.
Please come see Hate Crime. It opens August 18th. At the Cineplex, the wonderful Cineplex in Carleton. The premiere is going to be giving away tickets through now, August 17th, so you might win a double pass. And Tabby, you are just a wonderful energy.
Thank you.
I cannot, you know, they would love you in California. And I just got to say, I'm very proud to be a Canadian and proud for my brother to be living here in Toronto with these wonderful people.
Him cute, too.
Yes.
With his white socks
yes,
on.
Yes, yeah, yes, yes. And I would like to thank Pride Toronto. I opened for the Nylons, and I had such a wonderful homecoming. So please, you know, thank you, Pride Toronto. Thank you, Toronto. Thank you, Canada, for bringing this movie home.
A fabulous Canadian producer, writer, songwriter, singer extraordinaire. She's a hometown girl, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of hometown, coming up after this break, we got some prizes to give away, and the Duke is on the line. because it's the Taste of Danforth. I'm Tabby Johnson, and this is News Talk 1010 CFRB. Wow, what a whirlwind of an afternoon. And why am I playing Greek music? Well, it's Taste of the Danforth, and when I leave here, I think I might even just be heading on up there to get some squid and some souvlaki, and I'm waiting now to see if I can get in touch with the Duke of Danforth. He's up there, and he's got a clothing business, and I want to find out, why is he the Duke of the Danforth? But this is going on all weekend long, the Taste of the Danforth. It's been a glorious, glorious weekend. I hope you enjoyed your day and your time with me today. There's the bitter and the sweet, you know. You do need to have that balance in our lives, in our time. I asked a couple of questions up a little earlier at 416-872-1010 or Star Talk on your cellular phone or 1-800-561-CFRB. If you can tell me the name or the organization of our guests, pick a guest today, you will get to take somebody that you're wanting to, you know, get a squeeze from or give a squeeze to, or we're thinking about maybe possibly squeezing. And go see the dramatic comedy Trust the Man with Julianne Moore, David Duchovny, and Eva Mendez. This is a VIP screening, which means you get to feel special. You don't have to wear a black tie or anything, but you get to feel special. I'm Tabby Johnson, and this is News Talk 1010 CFRB. I want to thank the wonderful Daniel for stepping in here with his new haircut and new T-shirt. Say hey to everybody. Can you say hey from back where you are? Do you have a voice? He can't say hey, but he looks great. He's got a new haircut, and he was jumped right in because Jyothi's been out at World Vision, and she's on location right now. And then we have my nappy-haired man. Did you see any movies this week, baby? No, but there's so much going on, it's hard to find the time to see a movie right now with all the dance. And if you weren't jumping up, you were falling down. I know that feeling. Last week, I was up in Owen Sounds at the 144th Emancipation Picnic Festival, and that was a blast. And I do thank you all for your emails, and I'm glad you enjoyed listening to that. I enjoyed being up there myself. We started off the show today with a positive note and how arts can inform the world and affect change. And dance with the universal language of shake, shake, shake. You know, I mean, there's something to be said for the communication that happens through dance and music. Language does not become an issue. That was the Shakespeare Link, who have brought over a troupe from Mozambique. The African Project, Dance With Us, Not With AIDS, in partnership with Montes Numuli, Mozambique, Africa, group of 45 or so who have come across to this country to share with us their story under the guise or working along with that old dead white man, Shakespeare, whose stories are still alive and can still be universal today. Also, Dance for Life. Remember to check out my website so that you'll be able to get a hold of this. Dance for Life will be dancing, opening up for Alicia Keys and whatnot at the Rogers Center tomorrow night. Go there, be square. There is so much going on. There's music and concerts, and on my site you'll find the guests who will be dancing this week. Bernie Sininski is at the Red Guitar this weekend. If you like a little jazz, there's my man. Dave, the Double D's out there, thank you so much. My son Joey, I hope you had a good day today. My little brother Clarky Johnson, who we're going to go out and have dinner together here, is hoping. Molly's almost finished her album, and when it's done, I promise I'll bring my baby sister on this show so you can hear all about her album. Sorry, couldn't get the Duke, so another time we'll find out the Duke of Danforth. So amble on up to the Danforth's Chester subway stop. Just get off there and walk till you drop. I'm Tabby Johnson. I'd like you to practice a random act of kindness and commit a senseless moment of joy. Eat, dance, and dance for life. Live for life. Be kind. I'm Tabby Johnson, and you're listening to me here. See you next week, here's hoping, on News Talk 1010 CFRB.